Yesterday we were discussing the dinim of chet. Two dinim. Gemara seems to say two different dinim. One din of bias mayim and one din of chatzitza. That the only required bias mayim, the yodav lo shata ba mayim, my yodav ni baroy, have called me baroy. Only the part of the body that's mi bachutz. And the beis hastorim doesn't require bias mayim, but nonetheless, the beis hastorim cannot have a chatzitza. The pashtus is the two different dinim. So the pashtus is the person who's tugging in the mikveh doesn't have to open up his mouth. The front of the mouth is not a chatzitza. When you keep your mouth closed, it's worse than a chatzitza. There's no bias mayim, but you don't need bias mayim inside the mouth. But if you have etzim, if you have something stuck in between your teeth, and that's something that bothers you, if it doesn't bother the person, that's why he always walks around, he never brushes his teeth. So it's a mere chain of makbid, it's not a problem. But if it's etzim shebein chotzetzes ben shineho, that sometimes the person would be makbid about some, yotam makbid is a chatzitza midrabban. So we said the pashtus is that they're two different things. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that they have before him. In the tshuva is Chavatzelos HaShorim. Chavatzelos HaShorim was his name was Babad, and he was the great nephew of the Minchas Chinuch, whom he often quotes, and he was the Rav in Tarnopol. That's where the Minchas Chinuch lived. He was the Rav in Tarnopol, that's the capital of Galicia, in between the First World War and Second World War. So he has a tshuva about this, and he has a brief tshuva, and Moshe has a long tshuva. So the shaila is, a woman has a condition in her ear, some people have this, that if they have water get into the ear, they'll lose their hearing. So they have to wear earplugs all the time, whenever they take a shower, whenever they go swimming, they have to wear earplugs. So the shaila is, would that be a chatzitza when it prevents the water from coming in? So Rabbi Moshe brings the same raya that the Chavatzelos HaSharon brings. There's a mission in Perek Bame Isha. What is a woman permitted to wear in the street when there's no air? If you're not allowed to carry things, you're only allowed to wear clothing, the godim and tachshitim. So what is she allowed to walk around with in the street, and what is she not allowed to walk around in the street? So the Mishnah has a klal. The Gemara explains what the klal is in the Mishnah. We are concerned that if there are certain things that the woman has to take, if the woman may have to go to mikvah on Friday night, so as she's walking to the mikvah, she's not going to start getting undressed in the middle of the street, but she may take off certain things from her body that constitute the chatzitzas in order to prepare for going to the mikvah. So she's not allowed to wear those things in the street on Shabbos because she may forget and carry it on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, but she is permitted to walk in the street with a man or a woman is permitted to walk in the street with earplugs in the ears if they need it. Let's say it's noisy, whatever. So you're allowed to wear earplugs, and the assumption is, because she doesn't have to take out the earplugs if she wants to be tovel in the mikveh, so the chashash that she may take it out on the way to the mikveh doesn't exist. So the Chavatzelos HaShorim doesn't give any explanation. It just says it's enough in the Mishnah Bameh Isha that the woman is allowed to have earplugs in the inside of her ear, deep in. Doesn't mean on the outside. Sometimes they have things that go on the outside to cover. That's mi baroi. But on the inside, when it's based on storim, so you see from the Mishnah that it's not a problem. But he doesn't explain why. He just says it's enough in the Mishnah. Rav Moshe gets all excited because he taught it the same riot from Bamei Isha. And he gives the Hezbo why. So he says, if it's all the way deep inside the canal of the ear, so that's based on storim, so you don't need bias mind. The only thing that would be a problem would be chatzitza. So he says, he writes in the tshuva that if you have an earplug, that's worse. That's something worse than chatzitza. That's a lack of bias mind. And he says, it's not a chatzitza. If you have an earplug, you can just pull it up. One, two, three. So that's not a chatzitza. Chatzitza is when there's something stuck on when there's dirt over here. Let's say if you have a ring. So if the ring is loose, so it's not a chatzitza. If the ring is tight, then it's a chatzitza. So if you have over here, if you have something, an earplug, that's a lack of bias mayim mitainis. That's not considered a chatzitza, if you can easily pull it out. So he says, because it's worse than chatzitza, because it's a lack of bias mayim, that's why since it's the beis hastorim, so beis hastorim doesn't need bias mayim. That's why Moshe is true. When we started the topic of chafifa, we started with the topic of chatzitza, the din of chatzitza, and samach zayin on the day. So the Gemara spag rubo yemakbit. So one of the sources where that's discussed is the Gemara Yevamos daf ayin ches, But the Gemara says if a non-Jewish woman is pregnant and she wants to convert, and she wants the geiris, the tefillah and the mikveh, to be ola both for her and for the baby, so the Gemara says, Moberish and his geirah, b'no, eino tzorch tefillah. When the baby is born, he will not need any tefillah, l'shem geiris, because the baby will be yotze with the mother's tefillah. That's why the child will not need tefillah, l'shem geiris. So the Gemara asks Akasha, but the mother's, so the Gemara asks, how is it good? Shouldn't the mother's body constitute a chatzitza? The water doesn't touch the uber at all. The Gemara doesn't ask that it should be a lack of biasmayim. The water is nowhere near. The whole mother's body is totally covering up that. The Gemara doesn't say it's a lack of biasmayim. Kosof, the baby's body is submerged under the water. That's a chatzitza. A lack of biasmayim would be if you keep a finger out above the surface of the water. But if the whole baby in the mother's body, everything is below the surface of the water, so that's called tefillah and a mikveh. That's called yes biasmayim and chatzitza problem. So the Gemara asks, what about chatzitza? So the Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me uba yeah. So one answer would be if you hold uba yarechima. Maybe that's the pshat. Uba yarechima, so it's one goof. And the uber is not considered a separate goof. That's a machlekes hatanoim and a shayla hawi machlekes the ri and the rabbi natam and baba kama. How do we pass an aloha lamais whether ubi yarechima uba lav yarechima? We mentioned once that the Bi'ur Agro and Hilchas Shlogin Kaporis Erev Yom Kippur points out this machlekes the ri and the rabbi natam. When the woman is pregnant, how many do you say there are two people here? Do you say there's only one person? Do you need two kaporis? Or is it good enough with one, those who shlog kaporis, is good enough with one kapor? So the Bi'ur Agro on that simon in Shulchan Aruch, that's the only place that it's ever discussed in Shulchan Aruch. So he quotes this machlekes, the Ri and the Rabbein Atam. How do we paskin? Uba yes yerechim, uba lav yerechim. Okay. Machlekes hatanoim, and a machlekes halacha mais in the Bali Ataisis had a pask. So the Gemara says, Deon Yevamas dafayin ches, that by Muberish in his Gaira, if you would have accepted la halacha du uba yerechim, he said there's only one person converting the mother, there's only one goof, the goof of the mother. There is no. It's not Uber as a separate group. So there's no problem of chatzitza. Whatever's in the mother's body is all part of the mother. But if one should hold Uber lav yerechimai, so then you cannot accept this din of Moberish and his Gara benoin and Tzav Tvila. Gemara says no. Even if so, it's still good. It's still a good Tvila. So Gemara says why? Let it be a chatzitza. And the Gemara is kasha, the Gemara words the kasha that the, even though it's a nomakbid, the baby is very happy to be inside the mother's womb till the end of the 9 months, so the baby is not makbid. So the Gemara says, but even though menator it's only chatzitze, if it's rubay umakbid, and here it's eino makbid, the Gemara says, but here it's kuloi. So here, since the no part of the baby is touching the water, since it's a chatzitze on kol baby kol over, so that's worse. So that's what we mentioned. The Taisu Sishanim printed on the side of the daf and the tiny letters there, and Yavam's daf ayin ches on the base raises an issue. Why does the Gemara say, why does the Gemara have to ask from Kula? The Gemara should have said, it's a Ruboi ve'eno makbid in Midirabbanan it's a chatzitza. They should have asked Midirabbanan it's a chatzitza. So you say the kasha they asked is a better kasha than even on the level of the Raisa it's a chatzitza because it's Kuloi. That could be. The Gemara wanted to make La'alume the kasha. They make the kasha even stronger that it's Kuloi. Even though you're eno makbid, it's a chatzitza the Raisa. It could say like that. So the Tosh Hashem doesn't say like that. Tosh Hashem says, no, from this Gemara you see that by a Tfilas Hager, the three different types of categories of Tfilas. When you tovel people in the mikvah, kelim in the mikvah, what do you tovel them for? So normally when a person, Adam Mekelim, there are four things in the world that are Mekabal Tum, Adam Mekelim, Ochel Mamashkin. So Ochel Mamashkin have no Tarim in the mikvah, only Adam Mekelim. Adam Vekelim, you normally tovel in the mikvah to remove Tumah. That's one category of tefillah. Then you have a nida. So we pointed out Rabbi Chana of Asman had many rishonim who seem to indicate that nida is asur labayla is not a function of the nida is an avatuma. Because she's an avatuma, therefore she's asur b'tashmish. And when you remove the tuma avatuma, then memele the heta labayla. They had a whole slew of rishonim say you needed separate pasuk and the chatzitza din chatzitza zonim midirabbanan et kama v'kama nafkaminis la'alocha. So if one should assume that it's not one is not a function of the other, then tefillah and a mikveh by the nida is a separate halacha. That tefillah is matadisha lebayla. It's a strange din. Let's say Moshe l'madav, if you would have a tray for salami And the din would be that if you toivel the tray for salam in a mikveh, it becomes kosher. It's fantastic, it's ridiculous, there is no such din. But that's what this din is like. The woman is a nidah labayla, and she goes into the mikveh, so the salam, it becomes kosher. It's a strange din, that's the halacha. Tefillah is mata deisha labayla, unrelated to tefillah removing tumah. And then there's a third halacha of tefillah, ager sherotzele his gayer, or let's say a kohen wants to be oived in the Beis HaMikdash. So even though the kohen is tahor, the din requires that he has to be toivled. He has to be toivled before he does avodah. The kohen gadol on Yom Kippur is toivled chamish tvilas. Why chamish tvilas? Because each time he puts on the big dekuna, the Gemara says bizman shebigdei maleim kunosim aleim, ein bigdei maleim ein kunosim aleim. Only when he wears the begodim, then he has kedushas kahuna. So he does the avodah in five units. The first unit of avodah on Yom Kippur he does in five units. First unit he does in Big Day Zob, then in Big Day Lob, then in Big Day Zob. So every time he takes off the Big Day Kuna, he loses the Kedusha's Kuna. So he has to be Toivel in the Mikveh again, because he's about to regain this higher level of Kedusha's Kuna. All year long, when the Kohen is walking around in his regular plain clothes, he has a Kedusha's Kuna Shebigvulan. When he puts on Big Day Kuna in the Beis HaMikdash, then he gets a higher level of Kedusha's Kuna Shebamikdash. So in order to obtain a higher level of Kedusha, like a Ger HaBola, his guy is going to get a permanent higher level of Kedusha. When you had in Chumash the Bechiras HaKohanim, when Aaron and his sons were chosen to be Kohanim, it says in Chumash they had to go to Mikveh. They were now endowed with Kedusha's Kuna. When you had Bechiras HaLevim, so the Levim were given a higher level of Kedusha. That's how we usually assume that there is such a concept of Kedusha's Leviyah. Kedusha's Leviyah. So whenever, or when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is Tovel five times, or a Kohen any day of the year comes to the Beis HaMikdash to be Makor of Karbonis, so he has to be toivol before he puts on the big dekuna, because putting on a big dekuna is going to endow him with a higher level of kedusha. We discussed this when we learned the dinim of tefilas kelim in the end of the first term. So we mentioned that in Shulchan Aruch they quote from the Rabbeinu Yonah Ashkenazi in the Sefer Yisra Veheta that tefilas kelim is like an act of geiris and the kelim. In the Shulchan Aruch we said, if you don't get that impression, Shulchan Aruch talks the kelim fell into the mikveh by themselves, and you pull them out, so it's good. Even though no one was toivelit l'shem haloas kedusha, if it's an act of geiris on the kelim, so you should say a Jewish person has to be matbel l'kelim l'shem geiris. And the Mechaber writes that it's not so, that chulin ain't tzrichim kavana. A tefillah l'shem kedusha has to be l'shmo. And here it says that you don't need l'shmo. So it sounds like we don't accept that, Rabbeinu Yonah, that the tefillah's kelim is l'shem, as if you megayer the kelim. Those are the three different kinds of tefillah in a mikveh. So this Tosfos Yeshanim in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis writes this chiddush, that when did the Chachamim introduce this chumra mid the Rabbanon that appears on our Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis on the top, that Miyotam Makbid and Rubashena Makbid constitutes a chatzitza? That's only the tefillah lebailo and tefillah hamateris and tefillah hamitaheris. When you want to be metayer in order to mekelim huatomi, what about a tefillah that's for the purpose of haloas kedusha, a tefillah of a ger? So he says a chiddush that the miotam akbid wouldn't constitute a chatzitza. That's a fantastic kula. That's not accepted. That Tosfos Yeshanim's suggestion is not accepted in Yeridei and Hilchas Gerim. In the third chelik Yeridei, we assume that the ger who's toivel in a mikveh has to brush his teeth, and he has to use dental floss, and he has to take care of all of the chatzitzas that a normal person would take care of. Any miut hamakbid, even though it's only chatzitz from the rabban. So why did the Gemara ask from kulay after pishen hamakbid? That was lalume the kasha to make it even stronger. How can it be muberish in his garib b'no ein etzorach tefila? Not only is it a chatzitza mid the rabbanon, it's a kulay ein hamakbid, but it's a chatzitza menater, because kuloi, even ena makbid is chatzitza menater. That was why the Gemara said it like that. So in this kasha, the Gemara answers that it's different because shiny hosam dahaina revise. Since that's the normal way the baby grows inside the mother, that's necessary for the health of the uber, that it should remain inside the mother's body. But dafka with makbid, the baby should not come out, it'll be a sakon if he comes out too early. So therefore, it's not a chatzitza. So what does the Gemara say over here? Therefore, it's not makbid. No, we're talking about kuloi. So kuloi, the Gemara said, Om Rabbi Yitzchok kuloi, even if it's ain't a makbid, it's a chatzitz on the level of their isa. So what does the Gemara answer? Hainu Revi say that that's the way it always is. The baby wants it like that. that makes it into Eino Makbid. No, we said Eino Makbid is still a chatzitza if it's kula. So the Gemara is saying Haino Revisa. Whatever is Revisa is by definition not called a chatzitza. Since that's normal, natural, that's the way the thing grows, that's Haino Revisa. Let's say you'll say the nails are a chatzitza on the skin under the nails. That's the way the nails grow. They're part of the body. So here also, the mother's body is part of the body of the uber also. Haino Revisa is normal. So that Gemara, Haino Revisa, in Yerideya, in the siman about chatzitzes, I think it's Kuf Tzadik Ches, if I'm not mistaken. So the Ramah there quotes a Mordechai, who takes that Gemara and applies it to another situation. Rav Moshe Feinstein has tshuvas based on that Mordechai. That's the in Kuf Tzadik Tes, excuse me. In Kuf Tzadik Tes, in Siv Beis, the second half of the Ramah. Oh, the first half of the Ramah. No. Wrong place. In Kuf Tzadik Chesivov, the Rama writes, oh, some women, sheesh lahem kimin klia cyrus dvuka zu bazu. The hair, they can't comb the hair out. The hair somehow is glued together, and it'll be painful if you're gonna comb it out. Somehow the Rishon thought that this is caused ayidei shade. Doesn't matter what it's caused by. Some kind of a sickness. The sakona lahasirin. It'll be extremely painful. So the din is loy chaitzi. It's not considered a chatzitza. Whatever is natural. So that's where Moshe says, if you have oral surgery and they put in stitches inside on the gums and it's for the purpose of healing and it's still needed. Not that it's no longer needed, but you don't have time to go to the dentist to remove it. And it's still needed for the healing process. So whatever is necessary for the healing process, you say, Hani Revise. Not that it's Eino Makbid. No, it's even more than that. It's by definition not called a chatzitz. It's considered as if it's a chelik of a guf. That's what you see from the Gemara's teretz, because the Gemara said, Kula afal pish Eino Makbid is a chatzitz, and the answer by the Uber is Haino Revisa. So that's, Rav Moshe has a lot of kulas based on that Gemara of Haino Revisa, and this extension that the Mordechai extended it when he gave to the Keltinish, what they call the Keltinish, the hair that got stuck to itself. So just, we left off yesterday, in the middle we were discussing the bottom Tosfos on Samach Vav on the base, the Balei HaTosfos had three interpretations. Yeah?
If a woman needs braces for her teeth, is that also in the category of stitches?
She needs braces that you can't take out, you mean? The braces are there for a long time.
Yeah, to straighten her teeth. Braces that are necessary, like a year and a half program. That's also like the stitches?
I don't know. That's for beauty purpose. Usually that's for cosmetic purposes. Usually it's not for health purposes. Not exactly the same. I think the Poskim discuss how long do you plan to leave the stitches there. You only plan to leave it in less than 30 days or more than 30 days. See, the baby is inside the mother's body for 9 months. So if you have something you're going to leave for 9 months for health purposes, so they say that's parallel to Haino Revisa. Who says the woman, the Muberish and his Gaira, means that she's the first day from the pregnancy? So I say, even if she's 3 months into the pregnancy, but she has another 6 months to go, so since the baby wants to stay inside the mother for 6 months, you say, Haino Revisa. This Keltinish, the sickness that they're going to have for the rest of their lives. So they say, whenever you have a situation that's going to last for 6 months, that's for sure, and it's healthier to leave it the way it is, so that doesn't constitute a chatzitza. What if you have a... What if you have stitches, and the stitches are not going to last for 6 months? They're going to last much shorter. So Rav Moshe is making on that. Others are machmer. Others hold that it's only 6 months. Others say 1 month. Others say you have to plan to leave it in for 1 month. Others say Avdei Nezer has tshuvas about this. A lot of the poskim have tshuvas. Others say not how many months you have left to go to leave it in. Let's say I had stitches. That were going to that have to last for a month, but now I only need it for another week. Do we lose contact?
No.
It's still
no
there? Okay.
Move it around.
Yeah.
Okay. So other poskim say not how many months you have left to go to leave it in. How many months the sach hakol do you plan to leave? You plan to leave the stitches in for a month. So even though you only and three quarters of the month went by already, but you have only 1 week left to go. So that's also Hayne Revisa, because the whole sach hakol is 1 month. I would have thought like that. I think a lot of poskim say it doesn't matter how long it's in sach hakol, it matters how long you have left to go till the end. So there are different opinions how far you go with this. The braces are different because the braces are usually just for cosmetic purposes. Usually it's just that the teeth should look pretty. It's not really for the health purposes. That's a shaila. So we left off yesterday in the Tosfos about Nomel. The Gemara says a woman, the bottom line, on Samach Vav on the base, Ishala Titbal Benomel, so there were three interpretations. So Rashi said there's a problem of mud. The Nomel is going to have mud. It may make a chatzitz in between the toes. The second shot Tosfos gave was Nomel. There are a lot of people walking around over there, so the woman's going to be self-conscious, she's going to be nervous, and she's going to want to run into the lake over there and run out, one, two, three. She's going to do such a quick job. She may not do her tefillah slowly enough, and she may not do it properly. So we're afraid because she's mifached, she's be'isa, like we had before, she may not do a proper tefillah. Then the third pshat, Tosfos quotes a pshat, that you have to be choshish for she'uvim. You have to be concerned about she'uvim. So what's the story with she'uvim? So the Tosfos says what the case of she'uvim is. So the Tosfos HaRosh explains what it is with concern. Tosfos HaRosh on the next daf, I think, the concern is that maybe there will be more ma'im she'uvim than there is ma'im k'sherim. Even though you have mem saw in the mikveh, so we paskin in Shulchan Aruch like the Rosh, that once you have ma'im she'uvim, you can be marbez. Once you have a mikvah, mem saw, so you can add on as much ma'im she'uvim as you want, and it won't pose any problems. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes like that. That's the opinion of the Rosh. Where is that? Mikveh here, Reish Aleph, Simin Reish Aleph, Sif Tezvah, Mikveh Shiesh Vaboim Soh, Yochol Lishov Kol Masha Yirtzi, he can take as much Maim Shuvim as he want, Litan the Teuchah V'hen K'sher, Machal Pishahim Rabim Al HaMayim, even though there's a Rov Shuvim and a Miut, I have 40 Soh Maim K'sher, and I have 1,000 Soh Maim Shuvim, it doesn't bother me, because once you have a Mikvah Mem Soh, so everything else is Kosher B'Hashokah. So where's the original din? So we discussed there's the din of Maim Shuvim there. I said the Rabbanon. So the Mechabel is the whole din of Maim Shuvim is only Midi Rabbanon. The whole thing is an invention Midi Rabbanon. Why in the world did they invent such a din Midi Rabbanon? Bishlam, if you hold like the Ramah Paskins like those Rishonim that Kulo Shov, Aruba Shov is absurd there. I said. So then they made a Gzera the Rabbanon. Gimelug Maim Shuvim Pasul and Mikveh. If the Mikveh doesn't yet have Mem Soh, Gimelug Maim Shuvim fell in, so Pasul is the whole Mikveh. It's Gzera Atu, Ruba Shov, Kulo Shov. But if you hold Kula Shov is only the Rabbanon, so everything is the Rabbanon. So why did they invent Yesh Mayan? Why did they invent such a Chumr? So that's what the Rishonim say, no. But Ein Tvila Bekelem, that's a real din there. So let's say you have a bathtub that stands on legs. It's a separate kli. Sometimes you have a bathtub that's cemented into the ground. So that's Mechuber. And sometimes you have a bathtub that stands on legs. So if you have a gigantic bathtub that stands on legs, so that's a din derais. Everybody agrees to that. Ein tvila bikelim is for sure a din derais. And after that din derais, they introduced the din derabbanan that you can't use maim shuvim for the kli. Right. So if you should hold that maim shuvim is only the rabbanan, like the mechaber paskins, even kula shov is only the rabbanan, because they were up to ein tvila bikelim. So the gemara says there in the end of the in brachas. Where is it? The end of the second parak, I think. The end of the third parak. That there was a Takanas Ezra that was repealed in the later generations. Bir Ben Seir repealed it, but Takanas Ezra was that a Balkari is not allowed to daven, not allowed to learn until he goes to the mikveh. And then the Gemara says, for the purposes of Takanas Ezra, it's not necessary that it should be Tovel in a kosher and mikveh. Even if it's Maim Shuvim, it's okay. But the Gemara has a suffix. What if he's going to be tovel in a kli? So what's the difference? The answer is because ain't tefila bekelim, that for sure is a din derais. And maim shuvim, and we shouldn't hold is only a chumer midirabbanan. Otto ain't tefila bekelim. So that's what the Gemara says, the Balkeri should be Tovel Bekli. Maybe that's not acceptable, even for the Takana Sezer. Not only is not good to remove the Tumas of Balkeri, it's not even good to satisfy Takana Sezer. But Maim Shuvim, this room, the Gemara said, Beferi, that you make a lot. That you make a lot. So the question is, if one should assume like the Pesach HaMechaber, that the whole institution of Maim Shuvim is only a Psul de Rabbanon, so where did they get the Seinfeld that if you do Hashoka, and why did they introduce the Chumrah Maim Shuvim, it's Exeru Otra Ein Tefila B'Kelim. So where did they get this idea that if you do Hashoka, if you have a kosher and mikveh, and you have a mikveh that's all Maim Shuvim, and you have a kosher and mikveh, and you have a pipe connecting the two, so the pasal and mikveh with all the Maim Shuvim comes kosher. Where did they get this idea from? The whole thing is an invention of the Rabbana. The Chumrah Maim Shuvim is an invention of the Rabbana. And the heter of Hashok is also an invention, Yesh Mayayin, from thin air. So the answer is no, that's a din deraisa. That we said the four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumah, Odom, Mekelem, Ochlem, and Mashkim. So there's only Tvila B'mikveh for Odom, Mekelem, and there's no Tvila B'mikveh for Ochlem, and Mashkim. That's why the din is, the Gemara has on next to the last daf in Maseches Erevim, that something can be Mekabel Tumah. Whenever you mekabel tuma, so the tuma goes down a madrega. So if you come in contact with a mace, so we call the mace avi avoisa tuma. So whoever comes in contact becomes an avat tuma. I went to a funeral, I'm still alive. So I became an avat tuma. I'm not yet a avi avoisa tuma, I'm still alive. So if I touch something else, that becomes a rishon the tuma. Always, when you transmit it, goes down. So the Gemara says the last daf in Erevin, next to the last daf in Erevin, Ochel Mamashin cannot become an Avhatumah, because Kol Dabar Shein L'Tar B'Mikveh Ein Anasa Avhatumah. Or the Mekelim can. Kelim, it depends what kind of Kelim. Kli Cheres have no Tar B'Mikveh, so Kli Cheres also can never become an Avhatumah. Let's say someone dies in a room and they have different Kelim in the room. So all the Kelim that are not Kli Cheres become an Avhatumah. Like the people in the room become an Avhatumah. But the Kli Cheres Ein L'Tar B'Mikveh, so they only can become a Rishon L'Tumah. So Ochel Mamashim have no Tarab Mikveh, the Gemara says, therefore they can't become an Avatum. The one, Rashi always writes, the one and only exception to the rule is Mayim. Mayim that becomes Tameh doesn't have Tarab Mikveh, but if you do Hashoka, that's a Din Deraisa. If you do Hashoka and the Mayim Tmeim, so it removes the Tumah. That's Mishnayis in different places. You have Mayim that are Tameh, let's say you have a bucket of Mayim that's Nitma, and I want to be Metaher the water, so if I'll submerge this bucket in a Mikveh, and I'll have a little bit of the water inside the bucket should connect with the water in the mikveh. I'll tilt over the bucket a little bit, and there'll be a slight hashoka, a slight connection between the meha mikveh and the water in the bucket. So then the hashoka removes the tumah. So then even after I'll take out the bucket, the tumah will be removed li'oil and void, unless it'll be mekabel tumah anu. But the hashoka is metahir the mayim, so that's clear. So called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun, they pattern by mayim shuvim. By Maim Shuvim, if you do Hashoka, so Hashoka will just like Hashoka removes the Tumah. If water is Nitma, that's a Din Deraisa. Hashoka is a Din Deraisa. Yeah. Well, the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Kol Mashke Shishase B'chol Kli Yitma. How do you translate the Pasuk? So one Tana Machlokes in the end of the first Perek Himself, in the Sugya of Reb Chanina Kanak is Gana Koinen. So one Tana says, "Kol mashke sheishase b'chol kli, mashke that's roi lashdi asodom, oklem and mashke have to be roi lachil asodom. Chol Michael sheyochel means has to be roi lachil asodom. It's only Michael behemoth, it's not mekabel tumah. So if it's Michael odom and mashke odom, then it's mekabel tumah. So what does it mean yitmo? So one Tana says yitmo, we pask and it's mekabel tumah. It's roi lekabel tumah. And the other Tana says, no, Mashkin afila tumah satzman ein lahem. Even that it's mekabel tumah is in a chumra mid the rabbanon. When I throw the mashkin and not mekabel tumah, either pasuk says yitma. Yitma means it could be machsha oichlin lekabel tumah. If you have one a designed mashkin, rinses off an apple, or rinses off a piece of flesh, or rinses off an orange or something, so then it's machsha that lekabel tumah. Yitma doesn't mean it's mekabel tumah. But we don't pasuk like that. We paskin that mashkim tumah satzman is the raisa, that the mashkim mekabel tumah is a din the raisa, and the mashkim can be mentami acherim. That's only midi rabban. That part is only midi rabban. One Tana says that part is also minatur, because even though it says yitma, we interpret it as if it would have been written yitameh, that the mashkim can not only be mekabel tumah, they can even transmit the tumah to something else. So So let's say if you have water that became nitma, water is one of the mashkim, water for sure is one of the zayin mashkim. It's makshel lekabutum. So if you have water that became nitma, so we paskin is tamei min atera. Mashkin tuma satz meyesh lehem is min atera. Letamei acherim is only min rabban. So if you have water that's nitma and you want to be metairit, so you do hashokit, so that's a din derais. So Rashi writes a few places in Shas, and you shouldn't say that this is in violation of the rule that ochlam and mashkin have no tara b'mikvah. He says no, that hashokit by only works by mayim, it doesn't work by any other ochlam and mashkin. And when it works by mayim, it's not midin tefila b'mikvah, it's midin zriya. It's midin zriya. What do you mean zriya? If I have a potato that's tamei and I plant it in the ground and it takes roots, or I have an apple that's tamei and I plant it in the ground and it grows an apple tree, so once it takes root, so zriya, anything that's mechubal karka becomes tohar. Cannot be that something mechubal karka, even if already, not only is it not mekabel tumah if I touch an apple that's on the tree, even if I touched an apple that was huchshel mekabel tumah and the apple was detached already, and it was mekabel tumah, once I plant it and it takes root, so the tumah disappears. So when you pour tomidika water into a mikveh, so that's called that's what we call hashoka, so that's called zriya. What does it have to do with Zriya? So Rashi quotes the pasuk that says, Zerei mayim al pnei chutzas. In Tanakh, it's considered Zriya. And you take water and you pour it into another body of water, that's considered Zriya. Mitam Zriya, that's why it's Matayah. So Hashoka works on the level of the Raisa for mayim tmeim. We pass the mayim as Mekal Tumas, Mashkim Yeshlem, and Hator, Tumas Atzman. Mashkim on Mekabal Tumel, Letame Acherim is only Midirabbanim. But Tumas Atzman is the Raisa. So Hashoka works on the level of the Raisa. So the Shaila is here when the Chachamim declared this din. If you have two mikvahs, one next to the other, one mikvah is all Maim Shuvim. That's all we do. We fill up the bar tefila with fresh water from the tap. And we're machmer, we treat all the water that comes from the faucet as if it's all Maim Shuvim, because a lot of the pipes are the base kibble. So the mikvah, when you fill it up with tap water, is possible. And then we have another mikvah that we fill up with the rainwater that comes down from the roof. So that's a kosher mikvah. But if you have 20 women betovel in that mikvah, the water will be filthy. So we keep on filling up a clean mikvah, and then we make a hashoka. We connect that to the other mikvah. So this idea of hashoka, if you should assume like the mechaber, that the whole din of ma'im shuvim is only midi rabbanon, even kulo shav is only midi rabbanon. So it's called the tikkun rabban kein deraisa tikkun. They introduced hashoka to solve the problem the Rabbanon of Shuvim pattern after the din derais of Hashoka. So the shaila is exactly how far did it go. So that's what the Shach and Simon Reish Aleph said cut in Kuf Yud Beis, small quotation from the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim as the Talmud of the Rosh. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes, Shenistapka Hamafarshim, the Rishonim are not sure. Let's say you made a connection between the mikveh, the Bor HaTfila, where the women are going to be Tovel, that it's all Maim Shuvim, and the Bor HaHazriya, the Kosher and Mikveh. So when you make the Hashoka, do you have to make sure that the stopper is open when you're Toivel in the Mikveh? But he's saying, no, once you made Hashoka, and even if you put the plug back in, once you made Hashoka, so the Tumah goes away, so the status of Maim Shuvim goes away. So Rabbi Yochum is not sure. He raises a possibility, maybe Hashoka only works on the level of the Raisa to remove Tumah Samayim. It's Hashoka on the level of the Raisa works by Maimi Din Zriya only to remove Tumas HaMayim, but that Hashoka called the Tikkun Rabbanu Kein Deraisa Tikkun, Hashoka takes off the Psul of Shuvim, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanu, it doesn't matter whether he passed like the Mechaber, passed like the Ramah, but it's based on the institution of Hashoka there by Maim Tmeim. So maybe it doesn't work exactly the same. Maybe over here there is no din of Hashoka. Maybe it's a different din. Maybe, even though we call it the same terminology, maybe it's not midin hashokin, maybe it's not midin zvi, maybe the vart is like this. I have a mikvah kshera of memso, so the din is any other body of water that's mechubah to this. Let's say I have another mikvah that only has 20 soa. So, and it's mechubah to a mikvah that has aboim soa. So, just like I can be tovel in the mikvah that has the aboim soa, so I can be tovel in the branch. Why is it called the branch? Because it's an extension, because it's connected with a pipe of water. So maybe over here also, the Maim Shuvim remain Shuvim. And the reason why I can be Tevel in the Maim Shuvim, because it's Mechubah to the Mikvah Ksheris. But not that Hashoka removes the status of Shuvim. Shuvim, it remains. It remains Shuvim Le'olam Vo'eh, until it's going to evaporate, and then it's going to come back down. The Gemara in First Perek in Tanya talks about the water cycle. all the water in the world was Mayim Shuvim at one time or another. But once it goes up into the clouds, comes down again, it's Panim Chadoshes, then you start all over again. So that's a Safik of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Maybe when you do Hashokah, maybe the status of Mayim Shuvim remains. And the only reason that you can be Tovel in the Mikveh once you do Hashokah is because it's a Chibur Mikvahs. That Mikveh Psula is Mechuvah to this Mikveh Ksheira. So when I'm Tovel in the Mikveh, the Mayim Shuvim is considered as if I was really Tovel in this one. That's a branch of this one. So we say like that, you have to be makbid that the plug should be open. That they shouldn't put the cork back, they shouldn't put the plug back to be sois and the hashoka. So that apparently is what this opinion in Tosfos says. That Tosfos quotes, the Rabbeinu Hananel, Chanan Pirish by Avu Adishmon because B'yom Nisan, and he's concerned about Shu'uvim. And apparently some of the Rishonim learned that's the Pshat in the Nomel. Also the Nomel is concerned. The Nomel, they're also concerned about the Shu'uvim. You're concerned there'll be more Shu'uvim than there will be Ksherim. What's the problem? Well, once you have 40 so of Maim Ksherim, can't you be Marbol of Kol Maim Shabo'ilam? The answer is that's what the Mechaber writes, that the Mechaber is quoting the Rosh. But this Rabbeinu Chananel holds not so. He holds that when you're going to do a hashoka and the mayim shuvim, it's going to remain shuvim. The only halacha is that kol zman it's still mechubit to the mikveh, so then you can be toivel. So he says, but since the shuvim remain shuvim, and we have a din, if you mix together zochlim in notfim, that's where Rashi quotes on Samach Zayin Omer Aleph, that's a mishnah mikvos. If you mix together zochlim is mehamayon, water that comes from underground sources, that's called a mayon. So that's a din that it's mitar bizochlin. It's mitar even though it's rolling away. Mashenikay notrim, the rainwater or the melting snows that comes down from the sky, doesn't, the source of the water is not from under the ground. The zochlin is a mayon, the source is from under the ground. And the notrim, the immediate source is from the sky. The rain or the snow, the melted snow. So that's only mitar be'eshbarim. If you made a sheva, if you made a crack in the ground, and the mayim is be'eshbarim, the mayim is kov v'kaimu. That's what the word mikveh. Mikveh means kov v'kaimu, that the water is standing still. So what if you have a mixture, let's say the ocean. So much of the source of the water in the ocean comes from under the ground sources. There are mayonas under the ground. And much of the rain in the ocean comes from the rain and the snow. Much of the water in the ocean comes from the rain and the snow. So can you be toivel in the ocean? The waters are rolling all over the place. Everything is zeichlin. So the answer is, it depends what the roiv is. If the roiv is from mayonis, made mayonis, from under the ground, then it's mitar b'zeichlin. If the roiv is from the rain and the snow, then it's only mitar b'yashbar. It happens that in the oceans we know that the roiv always is from under the ground sources. The question is, what if you have... what if it's not the ocean? What if you have a river, a stream, and you know that the source of the water of that stream is from under the ground mayon, and there's heavy rain or heavy melting of snow? Do you always have the right to assume that you always have a roiv of mei mayonis against notvim, against the notvim, and therefore it'll be matar b'zochlan or not? So that's a discussion in the various gemaras, mainly in Torahs. And Masechus Chorus, do you always have the right to assume that there's always going to be roiv of the mei mayonis keneged the mei not? But I'll call upon him, that's a mishnah that Rashi quotes. When you have a mixture in the ocean and lakes, you always have a mixture. Part of the water is from under the ground sources from mei mayonis, and part of the water is from notvim, from the rain and from the snow. So the halacha, the mishnah says, you go basaroiv. If rabu notvim ala zochlim, then it's only mitar b'yeshbarim. If it's rabbi zochlim ala notvim, if the roiv of the mixture is mei mayonis, then it's mitar b'zochlim, is dinik in mind. So that's what this Rabbeinu Hananel apparently thinks. Over here, on the bottom by the normal, he thinks that if you have a mixture of mayim shuvim, part of the mikveh is mayim shuvim, and part of the mikveh is mayim ksherim. So he says, you go basa roiv, if the roiv ashuvim, so you're being tovel and shuvim. If the roiv aksherim, so you're being tovel and ksherim. The Rosh says the whole thing is wrong. How can it be? Once you have mem soa mayim shuvim, once you have mem soa mayim ksherim, so it removes the whole status of shuvim from the rest of the stuff. So nothing is called shuvim anymore. But the Rabbeinu Chananel obviously thinks not so. He thinks like the other tzad in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that Neshach recommends you should be choshish for that, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that even after doing Hashoke on the Maim Shuvim, it doesn't remove the status of Shuvim. It remains Shuvim. Are we there? Are we still there? Okay. If this Rabbeinu Chananel apparently thinks that the Shuvim retain the status of Shuvim, but you can be toivel because it's mechuber to the mikvah k'sheira. But if it's mixed in together in the roiv shuvim, then he holds it. The whole thing is fossil. That's a mechudish digger shita. He holds that the whole thing is fossil. We don't accept that opinion. Yeah.
The fact that the braces, the shayla about the braces.
Yeah.
So doesn't Ramesh have a true law also about fillings, that even if without Haina Rabbi say, based on the Zifron Yosef, that if there's a Zman Kavua that it's gonna stay in, and it's not like the ring that I could take off always at any time Bashas Lisha, so then the Mela I could be Mako by the filling. So wouldn't the same apply to braces even if it is for cosmetic reasons?
Could be. I don't know. We have to go through all the truths. I don't know. We have to go through the truths. Some Gedolim were of the opinion that if you have to go to a mumche to remove, let's say, a filling, you have to go to the dentist to remove it, and the layman can't remove it on his own, so that's not considered a chatzitza. Rav Moshe does not accept that. He holds that that's not a valid reason to declare that it's not a chatzitza. He holds that it has to be that you still need it, that it's serving a purpose, hainu revisa. But it's done just because you can't remove it on your own, that doesn't remove the status of chatzitz. There's another din, there's a Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Tmura. Another way to remove the status of Maim Shu'uvim. One way to remove it is if you do Hashoke, and that's the Tutzdorim in the Sufik of the Shach B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim Kuf Yud Beis, whether Hashoke cancels the whole status of Shuvim or remains Shuvim, but you can be Toivel in that mikveh because it's a branch of this mikveh. And the other way, Taka, is to remove, the Mishnah has in the end of the first parak in Tmura, and you have Mishnah, and mikveh is also about this, if you do Hamshoche. Hamshoche is another din. Let's say I take a bucket of water, the bucket of water is Maim Shuvim. I'm holding the water in a bucket. And instead of pouring it directly into the mikveh, I roll it on the ground, gimel tfochim, a width of a tefach, that's the raivin in the balei nefesh has been on. Hamshoch has to be berochav tefach and beorech gimel tfochim. So if I roll it on the ground, berochav tefach and beorech gimel tfochim, and it has to be karka haroya levloya, so then that, just like if the water is all maim shuvim and it goes up into the clouds and then it comes down again, you have the water cycle. So that for sure is panim chadoshes for the concept. This is also considered. Once you do hamshocha gabi karka gimel tfochim haroy levloya, so that cancels the status of maim shuvim and it becomes normal. So that's a machlekes satanoim there in the Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Tmura. What would you say if you have 21? The mikveh has to have a minimum of 40 saws. If you had 21 saw of maim ksherim in the mikveh, 20 and a half saw, doesn't have to be 21. 20.01, okay? And then, to be mashlim the memsor, I took buckets and buckets of water, I rolled it on the ground, karkar olivloy, and then it falls into the mikveh, and I did hamshoche. So you did hamshoche, so that removes the status of maim shuvim, that's okay. What if you have a shu'uva shim shikhua kula, the ganze mikveh, all 40 saw, I didn't even have a roiv to begin with, to start off, I never had a roiv of the mikveh that the water came there behechshem. The whole mikveh, the whole 40 saw of the mikveh was all like day hamshach. So that's a machlekes satanoi. And then there's a discussion what the girsa should be in the Gemara there. At the end of the first parak in Tmura, what the Amoraim give a psak, how do we pass it? So the two girsas there. What's the psak? So that's one of the rare cases where the Rambam quotes the machlekes himself in the Ge'onim. That many of the Ge'onim paskin la'alocha la'hokel, that was their girsa in the Gemara. That even shu'uva shim shichu akula is Kshera, that Hamshacha helps on everything, and the Rambam had the gear said that it's not good, that's how we pass from Shuvashim Shichu Kula is no good. So the Etzem, that's where the Rashbam got his whole idea from, The Ramah paskins like that. Rashbam, there was machlekes the Rei and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, whether a mikvah that's all shuvim is it a psul deraisa or psul derabbanan. We mentioned yesterday the Tosfos on Amechai Sabayis in Baba Basra, and in Shulchan Aruch the machlekes the Mechaber and the Ramah. So the Ramah is machma like those opinions that kula shov varuba shov is a psul deraisa. Where did they get that idea from? They got it from this Mishnah. Why is there a machlekes satanayim where the shuvishim shichur kula is good, or only if 21 saw b'ksheirim, and then on the miut, on the last 19 saw to be mashlim to 40 saw, so that was al yedei hamshacha. Why should it make a difference? The answer is because rubo shov kula shov rubo shov is a psul deraisa. So there, there's room to argue the point and say that hamshacha doesn't work. Hashenikin, if it's only a miut to shov and ruba 21 saw is kasher. So there, the whole psul of shuvim is only the rabbanon. So there, you can say that there's room to be made, and that's how we pass them. We pass them shuvishim shuchu kula is no good. Hamshacha is only a good kula on the miut. You have to have the 21 saw should be behechshin, and then hamshacha works on the rest. So that fits in well the way the Ramah passes that the kula shuv is a psul deraisa. The Rosh in Nida has also hilchas mikvahs, because the Gemara has a few dinim on mikvahs over here. So in the very beginning of the Hilchas Mikvos, he starts off Simen Aleph. In the Rosh, it's on Daf, to the end of Perek Asiri. The end of Perek Asiri, so it's on Daf, Peites Omed Dalet. The Rosh always has two columns. So on the first side of the page is Omed Aleph, Omed Beis. And the second side of the page is Daf Peites Omed Gimel and Omed Dalet. That's how in Shulchan Aruch, that's how they identify these Amudim. Omed means a column. That you have two columns on the first side of the page, two columns on the second side of the page. So this is a Daf Peites Amud Dalet. So he quotes a Rabbeinu Tam, who quotes a source, Rabbeinu Tam. Mashi Pirush Rabbeinu Tam is Seif Ayosha. Hod Yomer, it says in a source in Chazal, Gimel Lug Maim Shuv and Pesim Uslam Mikvah, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's not true. Gimel Lugim is only a din de Rabbanan. So Rabbeinu Tam comes up with the ninefold. When do you say it's the Rabbanan? When is it Halacha L'Mishnah? If there's a board that's empty, it doesn't have any water at all, and you put in Gimelug and Maim Shuvim, even if it'll be Marba, Kol Meim Shebo'elim on top of it, that'll be a Psula, that's Halacha L'Mishnah Messina, that it's possible. But if you have 39 saw and you're just missing the last saw, then you pour in Gimelugim. So Gimelug and Maim Shuvim, Pasul and Mikveh, calls man that it's not Malei. So that's only the Rabbanah. Gimelugim lebesof is only the Rabbanah. Gimelugim etchila is halacha l'moshe misina. So then he quotes later on, two lines later, he says, the Ri was the nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam. V'oimer Ri, shalamatzinim shumokam halacha l'moshe misina, b'psul mikvah. I never heard of such a Talmudic source. Where does it say? Where is that? Medrash or something? Yerushalmi? I never heard of it. It's halacha l'moshe misina. V'imieshna b'shumokam, and if it is a maimachazal somewhere, then it's halacha l'moshe misina. You don't have to take it literally. He says, the Gemara says in Chagiga Dav Gimel Amud Aleph that Amun Amoyev Ma'aisen Ma'aser Oni B'Shviyis is Halacha L'Moshe Misina. How can it be Halacha L'Moshe Misina? The whole thing is only Midi Rabbana. So the Rosh says, what it means to say is, it's such a clear cut Halacha, Shezed Dovah Bor Ki Halacha L'Moshe Misina. It's a Dovah Bor. Just like the Gemara says, whenever it says Be'emes Amru is Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Sometimes the Gemara will say Be'emes Amru and Din D'Rabbanan. How can it be Halacha L'Moshe Misina? It's only a Din D'Rabbanan. So it means it's a Dava Bora, Dava Mekubal. It's a Dava Mekubal Kama Halacha L'Moshe Misina. The Dava Bora Ka Halacha L'Moshe Misina. So he says over here also, if there is such a Maim HaChazal that says somewhere, he says he doesn't ever heard of it. If there is such a source in Talmudic literature that says Gimelug Maim Shumas Halacha L'Moshe Misina, so what it means is that it's a double bar, but it's only the Rabbanan. It doesn't really, not to be taken literally. He says, it doesn't know why the Rabbeinu Tam made such a statement. Then it's really Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Then he quotes this big machlekes, that the Sifra learns out from a pasuk. That's how the Hilchas Mikvah starts, the beginning of Simen Aleph, in Hilchas Mikvah, page 178. That's Peites Omed Gimel. And the pages in the Rosh, in the end of the Vilna edition of the Shas. So he starts off by quoting a Torah Skan in Parsha Shmini that Maim Shuvim is no good for a mikveh, and darshins it from a pasuk. So the Ri says that the whole brayse is an asmachta, and a lot of drushes in the Torah Skan that are asmachtas. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds not so. Rabbeinu Tam holds that even Gimelugim Halacha L'Moshe Misina. And Rubo Shav is also Psul Deraisa. And the Rashbam was the older brother of the Rabbi Natan. He agrees. He agrees with the Rabbi Natan. The Rabbi Natan agrees with him. He was much older than the Rabbi Natan. So Rabbi Natan agrees with the Rashbam. That's what he quotes later. The Gama Rashbam calls it Kulo Shav is a Psul Deraisa. That's on page Tzadik, Omud Aleph, in the Rosh. He quotes Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam hold, like, that's the Psak HaRamah, that Kulo Shav is Deraisa, Rubo Shav is Deraisa. And the Mechaba holds like the Ri, that Kulo Shav is only the Rabban. So a mocker to say the difference between Kulo Shav and Miuto Shav is that Mishnah in the end of the first Perek in Tmura, the way we pass in La Halacha and Yerideya. Yerideya, they don't quote the Machlekes. Rambam quotes the Machlekes. Usually the Yerideya, the Shulchan Aruch quotes many Machlekes. And the Rambam hardly quotes. So here the Rambam quotes his Machlekes with the Gainim, what's the din of Shuvashim Shichu Akula? Does Hamshacha work if the whole mikveh? The whole 40 saw is based on Hamshach. In the Mechaber, he doesn't quote two opinions. He just says, Lahachmer, that Shuvashim Shichu Kula is no good. So that's based on that Mishnah, the end of the Machlekes HaTanaim, and the Mishnah, the end of the first Perek in Tmura. So that's what led the Ri and the Rabbi Natam to distinguish that Shuvashim Shichu Kula is a Psul Deraisa. That's why we're not Kula Shov is a Psul Deraisa. That's why we're not Mekel on Hamshach. And Miut Shov, Chof Alef saw, Maim Ksherim. Yutes so maim psulim, maim shuvim. That's all, that won't be a psul de rabbana. So there we would be makel to rely on the hamshach. Okay, let's go back to the gemara. So that's a little bit of a background here. So nachum also we discussed the din that the isha has to have tefillah and a mikveh. Okay, and the two dinim you need be asmaim and you shouldn't be any chatzitza. And the chatzitza min haTorah, we assume the hilchas chatzitza by the needle lebaila is also min haTorah. Not like that mechudish dik opinion that the Arzaro quotes in the Bahag. We assume that chatzitza by isha lebaila is also derived. The Gemara says min haTorah ruba makbid, and the Rabbanim even a miyuta makbid ruba sheina makbid. And then we have takonis Ezra, that's in the Gemara in Bava Kamma and daf pei beis. Ezra takonis. The Gemara explains that min haTorah leiyuni sagim, and the Rabbanim is not sufficient with the yuni. You have to do chafifa. We had a machlekes, the Rabbi Natam and the other Rishonim. Do you need chafifa al kol aguf with warm water? The Gemara says the chafifa has to be done with warm water. It doesn't have to be chami hoi. She can be chami chama, heated up by the sun. It has to be warm. If you do chafifa with cold water, kriri, other rabbi, it will cause the hairs to get stuck together and may create a chatzitza. So the Rabbi Natam's opinion is based on all the Gemaras. The Gemara always talks about chafifa and the seyor. So he says, you only need on the head, where the seir is. The rest of the body, the arms and the legs, is a unit. There's no takon of chafifa. And the Baal HaTez disagree. So one of the sources that they discussed was the last line on the daf, Samach Zayin Amebe, is going over to Samach Ches Amed Aleph, that the woman had a fight with her husband, and she didn't want to go to mikveh, and then Rav Nachman came to calm her down. I guess the husband called him up, and he said, my wife does want to go to mikveh. Came and he calmed her down, and the woman said, Baloshen Nikiyah. She didn't tell the rabbi openly. She said, I can't go to mikveh anyway, and she didn't say why, but he understood because she didn't do the chafifa, and she didn't have any hot water, so he said, don't worry, I'll have my avodim, Rav Nachman says, I'll have my avodim bring you a big chaynik, a big container full of warm water, and you'll be able to do the chafifa. So what does she need so much warm water for? If you only do chafifa on the seyor, so you only need a little cup full of water. So it sounds like you're going to do chafif al kol aguf. You're going to do a hot shower, a hot bath on kol aguf. You need an awful lot of water. So Rabbi Natan reinterpreted the Gemara. He said, no, she wants the warm water to pour it into the mikveh, that she shouldn't catch pneumonia, that she doesn't want to be toivel in a freezing cold mikveh. So that's what the Vilna Gaon quotes, that Rabbi Natan, in the end of the Tesis of Samach Lachafifa, that Rabbi Natan seems to hold that you're permitted to be toivel in a warm mikveh. Like there are more paskins bikur adin it's mud good, and the mechaber holds like the other opinion that there's no tefillah b'cham. It's not necessarily really a hechoch from the Rabbi Natan. If you have an ice cold mikveh and you pour in a kettle full of hot water, it may succeed in taking out a little chill. It's not really going to make the mikveh warm. It's not necessarily going to be tefillah b'cham. But that's how they're only going. Quotes the Rishonim understood the Rabbi Natan like that. Lahat l'toch me'at tefillah etzem lahochem. That's the lotion of Tesvis on Samach Vavim base. Lahatol, he's going to pour a big container full of hot water. Lahatol letoch me'at tefillah hatzenanim lehochem, so that he understood literally lehochem, to make the water of the mikveh warm. Yeah, so lemaisa, we are mekel to be tovel on warm mikveh. The shad is what do we do on Shabbos? It is exerah the rabbanon that you're not allowed to do rechitza b'chamin on Shabbos, because in the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have private homes, didn't have a bath or a shower. They had a public bathhouse where they had heated up water. And the man in charge of the bathhouse wasn't such a great Yirei Shamayim, so people would come on Shabbos afternoon to bathe in the bathhouse, so he would turn on the fire on Shabbos morning. Why should he have the fire burning all night long? It's going to use up a lot of fuel, and there's an energy crisis, so he's going to turn on the fire on Shabbos. So even though he swears on a stack of Bibles that it was burning, it was cooking from before Shabbos, we shouldn't believe him, because we know that a lot of the balonim are the bathhouse attendants. Balon, baselam, is known as the bathhouse attendants. A lot of the balonim are not such medaktik in it. So mishum zeres balonim, they didn't permit rechitza b'chamin on Shabbos. So that's the big issue. How can you be tovel in a warm mikveh on Friday night? So the Vilna Gaon Takan says you're not allowed to. Okay? Vilna Gaon says not allowed to go to a cold mikveh either. A chiddush. The Vilna Gaon has a chiddush why based on the Gemara and Beitzi. You're not allowed to go to a cold mikveh either. I don't know if Mrs. Vilna go and follow the husband's psak. That's what the Be'er Agra writes. Can't go to even to a cold mikveh. But the shalas, the meaning is that the women do go to a warm mikveh. That's the shalom. So the Balatanya is quoted in the biographies as having said, he doesn't know if he's going to go to Olam Haba or not. If he goes to Olam Haba, it'll be for three things that he did. Not for writing the Tanya. That wasn't one of the three. So one of the three was this, that his kula, that they're allowed to go to a warm mikveh on Leil Shabbos. He gives a very difficult reason that you can ding zechut. He says, a mikveh is so much hot water, the women go to the mikveh on Friday night, the first minute after Tzeisa Kochavim, 25 minutes after the Shkia, the women go to mikveh. They don't go to mikveh 3 hours after Nacht. Once in a while, it'll turn out like that. The woman has guests over in the house, and she can't go to mikveh till after the benching and after everybody leaves. It's 4 hours after Tzeisa Kochavim. But that's not what usually happens. Usually women go to mikveh half an hour after the shkia, and then they lock up the mikveh and shay. So the Baal HaTanya says, the whole reason why you're not allowed to do rechitza b'chamin on Shabbos and shem gzeres habalonim, lest they'll be mechal Shabbos. If they would have been mechal Shabbos, the water wouldn't be warm enough to be tovel in it in 25 minutes. So the water to be warm 25 minutes after the shkia, they must have done the malacha way before Shabbos. So that's his hepa. I don't know, he got so excited about that. He felt if he goes to Olam Haba, it's going to be because of that heta. Absolutely. The Pashta says that it's very shver. Very shver heta. I mean, you're allowed to take a bath the first, let's say, a woman benches lift and she's not going to go to Shul to Dav. And she filled up the bathtub on Erev Shabbos with hot water. And then she's going to take a bath on Friday night, the first 5 minutes after the Shkia, that's okay. Because he couldn't have heated up the water on Shabbos, it would have taken too much time. So shver, I don't know. There's room to dingzach. Rav Nezer has a tshuva where he discusses this. So he says a different time. He says the reason why there's no zeres habalonim because they only asked rechitza b'chamin. Rechitza b'chamin means you stay in the hot water, you take a bath, you take a shower. The women go to mikveh, they go in and they go out. They don't stay there even for 1 second. They go out. Fartik, that's it. So he says by definition that's not called rechitza b'chamin. It's a different head. The Sidri Tara quotes that there was a practice that developed in many communities that when a woman has to go to the mikveh on Friday night, Alel Yontif, they should dafke go, and she's going to go to a warm mikveh, they should go bein hashmashis. Why? Because the gzeres habalanim is only a gzere, and we pask, and there's a machlokes hatanoim in the beginning of Erev, and in Masech HaShabbos also, kol dovishim mishum shvus, like Gozer, all of Ben Ashmashes, whenever something is only a gzera, there are malachas, there are Isa, then there are malachas, there are Abanam, then there are gzeras. Gzeras are divided into two categories. You have a gzera chamura and a gzera kala. The Tosfos says that this Gemara goes on gzera kala. So you have to know what's a malacha, there are Abanam. All the malachas, there are Abanam, malachas. All the 39 malachas are on the same level. A malacha is a malacha. And then the category of the gzera, even there are Abanam, it's not a malacha. Let's say, you're not allowed to climb up on a tree because you may break off a branch. So you're going to say that climbing on a tree is called kotzer midirabbanon. Shver, how can you say it's not even kotzer midirabbanon? You're going to say playing a piano is an isek zera shem isakim klei shir. So you're going to say that playing a piano is called tikkun mana. It's not even tikkun mana. You can't even call it tikkun mana midirabbanon. Shema Yisak and Mana. That's a gzeira. You can't even call on Lamalochim and the Rabbana. A lot of things like that. So that's what. So then, in the category of gzeiras, we have to Tosis and Erevin says, I'm quoted by the Mechaber in Hilchos Erev Shabbos. You have to distinguish between the categories of gzeira chamur and gzeira kala. So if you have a gzeira kala, so you can be mekel ben hashmashes. That's how we pass in Kalochik ki Rebbe, Machlokes Rebbe and the other Tanoim. So we pass like Rebbe. A gzeira kala could be mata ben hashmashes if it's l'tzor gadol, tzorach mitzvah or something like that. So this is a tzor gadol. The woman doesn't want to be toivel in a nice cold mikveh. She wants to be toivel in chamin. Okay. She wants to be toivel in chamin, and it's ben hashmashes. So we're mekel that that ben hashmashes is like erev Shabbos. We're mekel ben hashmashes like erev Shabbos. So it's not in violation of the isod tefila v'cham. Aye, but the Gemara says on the next omud on samach zayin on the base. The Gemara says there's a machlekes of Shimon and the other Tanoim, and we pass like Reb Shimon. The accepted opinion is Reb Shimon. Here the Gemara just quotes Reb Shimon. They don't say anybody disagrees. But in the earlier daf in the Masechta, Tosis quotes it. Tosis there samach zayin on the base. The mamascha avol amar chachamim. So they quote daf chav tes. So if you look on daf chav tes, the Gemara said beferish, or on daf ayin. Where is it? Daf ayin base. Marz of the Ferish, Hamani Reb Shimon here, to Machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. So we paskin like Reb Shimon. That what? Avolam Chacham also lasses came. Men Torah, the Zava is permitted to be tovel in the morning of the Yom Hashvi based on the principle of Mikzayim Kukula and the whole mocker of the whole institution of Mikzayim Kukula. We usually employ that heta by Avelas. That the morning of Shiva, the morning of Shloshim, so we call it quits, Mikzayim Kukula. So that's only the Rabbanan. The Shiva and the Shloshim is only Rabbanan. But the Mokar is this pasuk, Achar Titer, Achar Maiser Titer. Let her make a bedika in the morning of the 7 day. Sheik me Tovel, using Mikzayam Kekula. Avalom HaChacham, Asal Asas Kain. We don't permit it to do that. We don't permit it to do what? So Tosis had the Tup Shotim, and we paskin like the beginning of that Tosis there, and Samach Zayinam and Beis. Avalom HaChacham, Tzuchalom HaAsal Asas Kain Litvot. We don't permit it to be Tovel Mibod Yom. So she's not supposed to be Tovel until Laila. So what's the story with Ben Ashmashes? Can she be Tovel Ben Ashmashes? Anyway, let's say Wednesday night. Can she be Tovel Ben Ashmashes on Wednesday night? So the whole din that you shouldn't be Tovel by Yom is only a Chumre Midi Rabbanan. Awalomach HaChomim Lassas Kein Shema Tira Batista Shema Yovala Bailav Shema Tira Batista. So you make all that Ben Ashmashes is like Laila. So you make them. So it's really a tart to the sasri, the meaning that they developed in a lot of communities in Europe, that the woman would be toivel leil Shabbos bein hashmashes. So in warm water. So as far as the Yisuk Zeres HaBalon, we say, no, bein hashmashes is kiyom. So she's not in violation of Rechitza B'cham. As far as Reb Shimon's din, she's not allowed to be toivel by yom, we say, no, bein hashmashes is kalayla. So it's really a shtickle tart to the sasri over here. So that's what the Sidri Tara talks about. How does it make sense this minig? But that was a common minig in many communities in Europe, and then in some communities they even had a further minig that regarding the issue of rechitza b'chamin that we said how is a woman allowed to be tovel in the mikveh? So the Baal HaTanya had his heter and Abi Nezer had his heter. So Bemis Rabbi Kivega points out there's a machloikas achrenim regarding rechitza b'chamin on Shabbos. Some achrenim hold that the gzera derabban, the gzera habalonim, as it's called in the Gemara, gzera because of the birth house attendants, were not so medactic in Shmir Shabbos. They used to be madlik de'esh on Shabbos. So some achrenim hold the gzera only applies if you do rechitza b'chamin that's yad soledis. So the mikveh is usually not yad soledis. The mikveh is usually poshrim. It's warm. Yatzaledis, you can't take a bath in a shower on Yatzaledis. You can't take a bath in Yad Nichvis. Yad Nichvis means scalding hot. That the mamash will burn your skin off. Yatzaledis is hot, but it's not scalding hot. The some achrenim hold the gzera derabbanim is only instituted on Yatzaledis. Another achrenim disagree and they say no. The gzera sabalana even applies if it's poshrim. So that's usually the case. The mikvah is usually poshrim. If you were the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Beis Meir, if you would only pour in a little bit of warm water to take out the chill. And it wouldn't even be lukewarm. The end result, the mikveh water wouldn't even be lukewarm. So then everybody would agree, there's no shaila, there's no issue of rechitza b'cham. That's not called cham at all, it's not even poshrim. The whole reason why the achrenim discussed it, because the minhag always was that they used to make it They used to make it poshim. They didn't make it yatzalaris, but they used to make it poshim. How could there be an opinion in the Rishonim and the Mordechai and the Mechaber quotes at the end of Reish Aleph? How can there be an opinion that that Rechitza Bechamin is puzzle, even on a weekday? How can there be an opinion that Rechitza Bechamin is puzzle? Because Tvila Bechamin Miikod, it's a Gzera Otu Shuvim. But there's a Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is a Choyle Zok and Istinis, and he's an old man and he's afraid to be toivel in a cold mikveh. So it says they warm up the mikveh by throwing in chunks of burning hot coals and so on. So you see beferish that he's doing tefillah bechamin. So those Rishonim say no, that's ein shvus bamigdash. Not only do they say ein shvus bamigdash l'tzorach hakarbonis, vis-a-vis shvusim derabbanan emalach shabbos, these Rishonim say ein shvus bamigdash regarding other chumas derabbanan. Here's a chumah derabbanan, hilchas mikvahs. So mekel on that also l'tzorach hakrovas hakarbonis. The Kohen Gadol is an old man. You don't have to appoint a new Kohen Gadol, a new younger guy who's healthy. He doesn't have to worry about catching a cold. That's what the Rishonim say on that topic.
Maybe it's like a test of Rishonim that by Tefillah for Kedusha, so on the highlight between the different
demons. Could be. That's an interesting suggestion. I don't think the Rishonim say that. I mean, the Gzer Rabbanon of Tefillah Bechamin Meika was only instituted Lebaila and Letaris, and not Lehaloas Kedusha. It's an interesting suggestion, but I don't think they say that. They give this other suggestion. That ain't shvus b'migdash. Let's see. So let's see. We jumped to Nomel because that had to do with Maim Shuv. Let's go back a little bit on Daf Samach Zayin on the base. We did the Gemara already. The second wide line on the Yom. The Amar Rav. Now the Din Rav said. Rav said quite a few of these dinim. Tovla the also vinim saloy of a chaytzeit. She finds a chatzitz and she doesn't remember. She doesn't know if the chatzitz was there, and she did chafifa. That's Takana Sezra. The woman has to do chafifa. She did chafifa in advance, and now she finds a chatzitz after being tovla. She doesn't know whether to attribute the chatzitz to later after the tefila, or the chatzitz was there. Before, somehow it crept in, the chatzitza developed in between the chafifa and the tefillah and the mikvah. So the Gemara says it depends. In samach la chafifa tovlo, if there wasn't too much time in between the chafifa and the tefillah, then you assume it's a ruba de lesa kamon that the chatzitza did not develop before. But if it wasn't samach amlav, then tzvichol locho felitvo. Then the other version was more mekel. Doesn't have to be samach lachafifa tefillah. If it was bos ayom, if it was on the same day, then you can be made. Fine. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha at this big fat Tosis. Tosis has a kasha. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud discusses the same topic. A person was toivel in a mikveh. And later on they find the chatzitza and they don't know whether the chatzitza was there before the tefillah or after. So the Gemara says you go to Chumer. How come it doesn't say a word about samach lachafif and not samach lachafif? That's Tosis kasha. The two Gemaras talking about the exact same topic, and our Gemara Rabbah says it depends samach lachafif, and that Gemara doesn't make a distinction. So the Tosis gives four answers. So the first answer is based on our Gemara. You have to shed light on the other Gemara. The other Gemara says that loy also lo tefillah. It means it was not samach lachafif. It would have been samach lachafif, it wouldn't have been any problem. The Yod Amiri, that's the first answer. Then the third line in Tosfos, the Yod Amiri, the first answer is who? Forgot it, ready? The Baal HaTosfos. First answer, they don't attribute any name. The second answer on the third line, Yod Amiri Rabbi Natam. Our Gemara says we're going lahakel. If the woman was tavlo samach lachafif or ba'os ayom, either within a half hour, within 6 hours, that's only lebailo. And that Gemara chulin is going letaris, and letaris were more machmir. Usually letaris were more machmir than lebailo. We had this Mishnah Achrayna had a suggestion based on the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Tinoikis that dam sulam is only Asas the Isha Labaila, but is not Mitami. So that was a Mechudish Dikavart, that you have a Chumma Labaila, not Lataris. But usually, if anything, you have Fakert, you have more Chumma Lataris than Labaila. That's the Tosis on Samach Zayin and Aleph, Dima Maschal, the second Pascha in Eho, the two Dima Maschals Pascha. So the second Tosis, they quote, there was a Girsa in the Gemara that many Rishonim had, that Chiyit Mahani Letaris al Labai Torah, that we're more Machma Letaris than Labailah. So Rashi wrote a Tshuva and he crossed out the Girsa. But there was such a Girsa, more Machma Letaris than Labailah. So that's right on Rabbi Natam, the Gemara Chulin goes Letaris. So the Taurus went machma, even if the tefillah was samach lachafifa, we treat it as if it's a suffix. Maybe the chatzitza developed in between the chafif and the tefillah. She has to be tefillah all over again. Unless she knows barili, she'll hoy alaya chatzitza. And our Gemara goes lebaila, so shain, so lebaila would make if it was samach lachafif. Third answer they suggest is veidamiri. Wow, based on the Yerushalmi. He discovers that Yerushalmi in Psochim, that takonas Ezra, that you need chafifa, was only introduced neither Labailo, was never introduced Letaris. That's also interesting. We usually assume that you're more Machmer Letaris than you are Labailo. Here all of a sudden you're more Machmer Labailo than you are Letaris. So what's the rationale for it? What's the Svarah? So he says, the time of Mephora Shosam, Shami has to explain why Lafisha Kohenis Tadira Bitfilo Lechmir Aleho Ubiyuni Sagalo, because the Kohenis is going to be Tevil more often. And neither the Baila is only table once a month. The Kohen is going to be table every month in Donishtik. Whenever she touches someone who went to a funeral, whenever she touches a piece of a nevela or something, so she's always going to be tmei. She's always going to be table. So it's going to be too much of a tircha to tell this Kohen, and she has to do chafif all the time. So that's what Yerushalmi says. So our Gemara says it depends. Somach lachafif a tavla, not somach lachafif. Our Gemara is talking about the Baila. And Labaili need chafifa. That Gemara goes, they never did any chafifa. What do you mean they never did chafifa? It's talking Lataris, it's not talking neither Labaili. And for Taris purpose, a man, a woman, is talking for Taris purpose. Taris purpose is Takana Sezra was never introduced.
Sure.
So that's the answer. The Gemara Chulin is talking, they never did a chafifa. That's why you can't talk Samach HaChafifa. And then the Oidom Rabbi Natam, that's how the story begins. Rabbi Natam came up with this is Ein Fall. The chafif is only on the Rosh. So our Gemara says, she found a chatzitza in the hair. Somach la chafifa, not somach la chafifa. So chafif is on the Rosh. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud, is talking, she found a chatzitza on the other parts of the body. So you can't say somach la chafifa. You never do any chafif on the rest of the body. Shame. And that's how that whole discussion began, that Rabbi Natam, what do you do with the Gemara? Abdi Chasarto on the top line on Samaches Aminal. So he said, no, the Eben is going to schlep the hot water to pour into the mikveh. Not that she should do chafifa with the hot water. That was the Gemara. Then Taisus on the bottom line, on the bottom Taisus, is quoting from the Rashi on Samach Zayin Aminal that some of the Goinim gave an interpretation over here, Umafze Biyoyme Tishrei. That they interpreted that Abu Dishmuel had a concern that he had to see to it that his daughters would have mayon for tefillah. Why? Because nashi didan, we treat all the women today because of Takanas Rebbe as if the suffix needed suffix zav, and just like a zav says in Chumash needs mayim chayim, so zav also needs mayim chayim, and that's what Abu Dishmuel was concerned about. That once you observe the Takanah de Rabbanan of Rebbe that all the women have a din of a suffix zav, so they got to have mayim chayim. So Rashi and Tosis quotes the Rashi. They say that that's ridiculous. That that's against the Tosefta in Megillah Perek Aleph. Chaim v'zav min b'zav shazav to amayim chaim and zav does not need mayim chaim. So that's beferish man. Okay. So that's what Tosis quoted this Rashi. That the Goyim had a different interpretation of this Abu Adishmuel. That Abu Adishmuel was concerned about requiring dafke amayim. Then the Gemara continues. Omer Abgid l'Marav Achumre. Nosan Tavshel Lebno. The woman fed her baby soon before she went into the mikveh. So when you feed the baby, it's all over his face. The baby's spitting up the food, all over spitting on the mother. So then you have to have a concern. He spits the cereal on the mother and everything. And the baby's all on Gishmit, the mother's all on Gishmit. So if she doesn't know the vadois, if she went to mikveh without checking, you have to be concerned that maybe there's a chatzitza. Loyosa lo tefillah, even b'diyevet, it's no good. Now she doesn't see any chatzitza. We have to be concerned. Emer b'radyon inofa. Maybe the chatzitza was there when she was teufel, and it only fell off after she finished the tefillah. So b'shas the tefillah, maybe there was a chatzitza. A chumra. It's a chumra. Then the Gemara has another chumra. Hani rivda de kusilto Atlas yam veloy chaitzim and kam yale chaitzim. Matzah rib de kusilta. When they had a practice bismarck gemara for health purposes, they used to do hakazas da. They used to shtel bankers, and they thought that this was healthy. So if you have too much blood in your system, whatever, you have high blood pressure, so you take out some of the blood, so it makes life healthier. So when they do that, causes Saddam, so they would have to make a cut by the blood vessel, and then it would develop a scar, and then it would develop how do you call a scab, and then it would heal. So the first 3 days after making the cut, it's going to be soft like the skin. After 3 days, then it's going to develop a hard scab. So he says, atlos yame loy chaitzi. It's not the first 3 days not considered a chatzitz. And after 3 days, then it's already going to be a skip, then it is considered a chatzitz. So it's a chumra, because Mikra did, it's really a mute. Shena makpid. She bedavke wants the skip. She wants the skip that it should heal better. It's a chumra. Yeah, that's in Shulchan Aruch, they quote that chumra. A woman should remove all the skips, even though that's what the rabbinic parents insist that he had a young wife. He insists that she has to remove all the skips, even though by removing the skips, it's going to cause bleeding. Going to cause bleeding again. So that's the chumrah, that the women remove all the skips, a chumrah. Then the next one is also a chumrah. Omar Marukva, there is a Mishnah in Mikvos, Tosis quotes, Lifluf Shebayin, there is a Mishnah in Mikvos that says that if there's pus in the eye, so inside the eye it's not a chatzitza, if the pus on the outside of the eye, then it is a chatzitza. So comes Marukva and he says, the Mishnah that says the pus inside the eye is not a chatzitza, he's going to add a chumrah. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. Lichlub shabayin lachin a chaytze, but yavish is chaytze. Anu chumrah. When is it called? Yavish mishor shemas chalirak. When it looks greenish or yellowish. When it has a funny color. Then on mashmol kol shabatech ayin, inside the eye. So inside the eye, we assume it's not a chaytze. Shal gabyan chaytze. Okay. So apparently they're adding on chumras. Then Rabbi Yechanan has another chumrah that what? If the woman is tovel in the mikveh with her eyes open, wide open, so the usually people are tovel in the mikveh, they close their eyes. So if you close your eye too tightly, then you're going to have a chatzitz on the bottom of the eye. If you open your eye too much, then it's going to be considered a chatzitz. It's not a beis hastarim. That's the eyelid is usually on the outside, exposed to the outside. Then it's going to be a chatzitz on the upper part of the eyelid. So if you close the eyes too tightly or you open too wide, also so then you have the Giras and the Gemara. These are all chumras. So then you have the Giras and the Gemara that says the lay silchus kechol hanishmaitza. We don't pass on like all of these chumras. We don't pass him as manazeh like all the chumras. These chumras are good chumras. That's letaris, but lebaila we don't pass on like that. So that's a shaila. How do you read that? These Amoraim felt that the chumras do apply bizman hazeh, and we, the one who's doing the chasimus haTalmud, Rabbi Rav Asher, the editors of the Talmud Bavli, they're saying we don't accept it, or we're saying that they never meant it. These members are irrelevant as far as we're concerned because they were only said in the first place with respect to Taurus. They were never said with respect to the Bible. So Tosis has a lot of kashas. This is quotes Ubitchubachas Kasa Rashi. Rashi has a chuba de legasina. This line has to be crossed out from the mark. Chodil Amon the Karma Avla Baila Tohira Kihodom Resh Lakish. All of the chumas don't apply la baila only letaris. Okay, not bad. But then the next line you read, Kihodom Resh Lakish, we pass like Resh Lakish. When is it considered? What's the memory of Resh Lakish? How do you determine what's considered based on storm and what's not considered based on storm? You only need bias maim ibaroi. You don't need bias maim in the beis hastorim. Chatzitz apostles even beis hastorim, but you don't need bias maim. So Rish Lakish says, how do you determine what's beis hastorim and what's not? What doesn't require bias maim? So he says, based on the Mishnah in Negoim, that there's a similar din there. We went through yesterday. There's no tumas Negoim in the beis hastorim. So the Mishnah tells you, let's say under the dad and under the armpit and in between the legs, the way a normal person would be walking around. I mean, when you stretch your hand out over here, so nothing is beis hastorim. The normal way a person would go when a woman is nursing the baby, so what part of her body would be covered over and what part not? So that's how you determine what's beis hastorim. So what does it got to do with chatzitzes? He's talking about Beis HaStam, we're talking about chatzitzes. The Rashi says it doesn't read straight. The Loi Gassina. You have to cross out the line. Chod, the Kama, the Bible, the Torah, the Adam, the Shlok, the Bani, the Shlok, the Hanach, the Liyah, what does it got to do? The Yod, the Kol Hanish Maitse, the Rav Gilu, the Rav, Rav Gilu, Rav Mi, Bacham, the Kuna, Hoi, Bebal, they all lived in Bavel. Abud, the Shmo lived in Bavel, they all lived in Bavel. So what do you mean, the Taris? They didn't have any Taris. They only had Labayla. So the Rashash points out that apparently, obviously, Rashi understood the Girsa Tanin, the Pashab Shat is not Kasha. The editors of the Talmud Bavli, Rabino Abashi, say, we don't paskin like them. That's what they said. They're talking Levila and Bavel. And we, with the power vested in us as the editors, so we hold, we don't paskin like that. We paskin, it's only the Taurus, not the Bible. But those Amoraim said it. Levila also. So what's Taisa's Kasha? And then Taisa says, the Kasha, how come everybody talking Isha? Everybody. Everything is a woman, a woman, a woman. If it's talking about the Taurus, half of them should be men, half of them should be women. So the Rashi says, what's the Kasha? Those Amoraim, Rav and Rav Gidlin and all of them, they held, Marukva, they held that all the Chumas do apply the Baila. And we, the editors, are writing, it's a footnote. We don't pass on like them. So you see that Rashi understood that Girsa Tanin. Not that we're disagreeing with the Amoraim from the earlier generations. They're saying the Amoraim never said it. What they said is irrelevant because they said it Lataris and we are only living in a Tkufa where it's only an issue of the Baila. We don't have Taris. So therefore what they said is irrelevant. So Rashi, how can you say that they said it Lataris? They didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. There was no Taris. There were no Taris. In Eretz Yisrael, Zman HaMoraim, the Gemara says, in the first parak in the Chavrai Medakan Begalila, in the Galil they still had Eifa Parah, and they still used to be Metayer from Tumas Meis, Hazor Shlishi Shvi, and they used to eat Truma B'Tahara. Couldn't eat Bais Hashani after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's no Mizbeach, but Truma you could eat. So in Eretz Yisrael they used to be Oisik and Taris even Mizman HaMaroyim, but in Bavel they all lived in Bavel. So that's what the Rashash points out, that obviously the Taisus understood the line not to mean that we, the later Amoraim, disagree with the earlier Amoraim, then all the kashas wouldn't be, these kashas wouldn't be shver. Kivada Rish Lakish would still be shver, what Rashi said. We don't pass like the Chumas because Rish Lakish said. Rish Lakish is talking about what's the definition of Beis HaStorm, and these are Chumas and Chatzitzas. It has nothing to do with each other. But the other kashas, why do you keep on talking about the Kula B'losh and the Kei B'nakhtein and Isha? And if you're talking about the Ila Taris and the first white line, Vila Taris, Allah Lahasker, what does it have to do with women? So all the kashas are based on the assumption that that's how you translate the phrase. That the members of the Amoraim are no longer relevant because they only said it Lataris. That's how we say. Then Tosis writes on the third by line. What do they write? That's what they wrote before. They're just repeating the same thing. So what do they write? So we should check in other sets of Taisis. The Rashash thinks that it's a misprint in Taisis. It should say Vil Lachen Pasak Rashi B'Tshuvasa. That first they quote Rashi in the Tshuva says that you have to cross out the Girsa. Vil Lachen Pasak Rashi B'Tshuvasa, that all the Chumers do apply Bizman Azeh. Because he said you have to cross out that line. But Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan likes that girsa. Okay. He does like the girsa that the Chumas only apply Letaris and not Lebaila. Yeah, one of Rashi's Achoches is the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara says there, called Davash Achoitzeitz, that's the first very wide line, the first wide line of Tosfos. The Gemara says, Yevamos, called Davash Achoitzeitz Betfila, Achoitzeitz, anything that's a Hatzitza Betfila for Tumah Betara purposes, Choytzitz beger ube eved meshuchera ube nido. So it says that everything is the same. Haida nido lebailo, di nido letaris, maishna de nokat nido. So the pashut, the reading of that, that's a brais, the vo tanya, the perkechos, a brais and perkechos, whatever is a chatzitza for taris, is a chatzitza for ger. So isn't that against that Taisus Yishanim that we had in Yivam, is dafayin ches? Taisus Yishanim said it's not the same. The Chumah the Rabbanon of Amir Tamak ben Arubish and Makbid was only instituted by the Taurus, not by a Ger. Simple Pshat in the Braisa contradicts it. And then Taisa says, simple Pshat in the Braisa contradicts this Girsa. Rashi Tanya, it contradicts this Girsa. This Gemara says, tell me that there's a distinction between Tefillah Staris and Tefillah Lebaila, and the Braisa seems to put everything together. So then Tosis presents the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam does like this Gersa. Rabbeinu Tam does like the Gersa we should distinguish. Rabbeinu Tam is motivated, he has a strange comment, he's motivated because he has some kind of a razzle-dazzle kashan. Hota kashan, that the Gemara said before, that you have to be careful not to have a chatzitza and the beis hastorim. Correct akasha, but there's a Mishnah in Mikvot that says a chatzitza and beis hastorim doesn't bother me. So what's the teretz? So he says it must be that the Mishnah in Mikvot that says it doesn't bother me is lebaila, and our Gemara is letaris. Very, very strange what he wants. Very strange what he wants. The Mishnah Mikvos tells you what the story tells you, explains it. There are two Mishnahs there. Beis HaStorim by women, by married women, are more makbid on chatzitza and Beis HaStorim than men are, or than single girls are. Why? So the Rasha on Mishnayis Mikvos has the two suggestions. Either the woman who's married is makbid on all the chatzitza and Beis HaStorim, her husband shouldn't have any tarumas against her. Or maybe it's more of a kpeda when the woman is married. Beis HaStorim means bosa mokum. She's more makbid because of tashmish. The Beis HaStorim maybe might be the same by a married woman and a single woman. And men are not so makbid in the chatzitzas in the Beis HaStorim. So it has to do with, we're talking about a miut. So by the women it's a miut makbid, by the men it's a miut shena makbid. And the Gemara said before, you don't need biasmayim in the Beis HaStorim, just need roida biasmayim. So what did the Rabbeinu Tam see as a steer over here? We don't understand what's the steer. We don't understand what the Rabbeinu Tam considered as steering. Mi kosher Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know. The Rasha says, you don't understand what the Rabbeinu Tam thought was a contradiction. The Mishnah tells you, by married woman, it's a miut makbid. By a single woman, and by man, it's a miut shein makbid in the Beis HaStorim. Everyone agrees that there's a din of chatzitza in Beis HaStorim. You need royal biasmai. So what the Rabbeinu Tam feel is a problem is unclear. Okay. Then you have the last line on Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara says if you have one hair has tied, has a knot against itself, nima achas kshura, one strand of hair is tied against itself, that's going to be a tight knot, so that's a chatzitza. So, and sometimes the woman is going to be makbid not to have any knots, she wants to look good, so even if right now she doesn't care, but if sometimes it's a makbid, so it's always called the miyata makbid. If you have three hairs together that are tied, it's not going to be, it can't be too tight. So by definition, it's not going to be a chatzitz at all. Gemara has a suffix, shtayim any adir. What if you have two hairs that are tied together? You have a knot on two hairs. Can it be so tight that it can really be a chatzitz to prevent the water from getting in the middle of the knot? But he's saying, no, it's going to have to be loose. So Gemara says, I'm not sure. I know, I am sure. Anyway, lono el achas. We have a tradition, if you have one hair that's tied against itself, that's going to be a chatzitz. And if it'll be a miyot ha-makbid, it'll be a chatzitza. But if you have two, it's already going to be a little bit loose. So by definition, it's not going to be a chatzitza. And then Gemara talks about dvarto ruba makbid. So that's what leads Rashi to say what he wrote in the other Masechtas, in Erevin and Sukkah, that the ruba makbid story only goes on the seyer, and it doesn't refer at all to the guf. On the guf, even a miyot shein ha-makbid would be a chatzitza deraisa. And that's what he said, the minig in the days of the Rishonim was lahachman, that the minig is lahachman to be makbid about all chatzitzas on the goof. Even though it's really a mir chena makbid, either because of the Rashi Shita, or the Miri gave the explanation because of the Shita Sagoidim, that you treat each Eber separately. Fine. Then Gemara starts the other din, we already did this halacha, that a nida, Omar Rav, about 8 lines, 10 lines on the top, of Samach Zayin and Beis Amrav Nida Bizman Ein Tevela Sala Balayla. Nida, you can't say Mixam Kukuloi. Mixam Kukul only applies when you're doing some Nihug on the last day. Nida doesn't have to do B'dikas. There is no Dina Shemini Kin. Nida has to make a hefsek tara to know that the dam ended. Hefsek tara is not a nihug in the Shiva Sayyim. Hefsek tara is to know that she didn't become a zavak tana. She didn't continue to have a riyah after the 7 days into the Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida. Nida. But there is no nihug to say mixiyam kukulu. So the Nida, she has to be toivul, enet velas alabalav. You have to wait till tzei sakachav. You can't be mekel on Ben Hashmash is there. Shaloi bizmano. What if the Nida ended already? A couple of days, 7 days ended already. And now it's after the 7 days. So then if she wants, she can be toivul by yom. Bein by yom, bein by yom. Rav Yochanan, no. Bein bizmano, bein shaloi bizmano, enet velas alabalav. We wouldn't permit a Nida to be toivul even if she postponed her leil tefillah. We wouldn't permit him Yishum Srach Bita, because the daughter is going to see the mother's Tavol Bayom, and the daughter won't remember when the mother started her Nidus. The daughter will think a Nida can go to Mikvah in the daytime. So the daughter, when she gets married, when she'll get older, she'll get married. She'll remember vaguely the mother used to go to Mikvah in the morning. And the daughter won't remember, she won't realize that the mother went to Mikvah in the morning, it was the 10th day already, or the 8th day. And I'm going to go to Mikvah the 7th day in the morning, and that's no good Menatur, because by Nida you can't say, Mikzayim kukula. Yeah. In Shulchan Aruch we mentioned, Shulchan Aruch says that Nogola has to leil tefilosim, that no one knows when the woman is going to mikvah, so how does the daughter know? So we said, Bizmana Gemara, they were noig in Eretz Yisrael especially, they were noig the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, so everybody in the neighborhood knew. She wore big day Nidusa. She wore big day Nidusa. She had to notify everybody. She slept in a different bedroom, in a different room. In a different bed, the Mishnayos have. She slept in a cheder atumah, the base atumah, it's called. So everybody knew. Of course, the daughter knew. Everybody knew. So it looks like it's machlek is Rabbi Yechana, Mishum Srach Bito. You could say Rabbi Yechana lived in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, there were noig in tumah v'tara. So the daughter's going to know. In Bavel, Nogala Hastel El Svilosim. They didn't have any tumah v'tara. So it's only Nagel Abayla. So the daughter won't know. Maybe that's it. So the Gemara says not so. The Rav Hadabe, no. Rav backed out. Tam Rav Chia Barashi Amar Rav. Rav is maskim. He came around to the thinking of Rav Yechanan. Need be mizman mishlan and tvela sele balal mishum esrach bita. So what do you do if you just can't go balal? Let's say you live in a community where at nighttime is absolutely freezing. Whoever's going to walk on the street is going to catch pneumonia. Or at nighttime there are gangsters who are going to harm all the people. Or something like that. Or it's dangerous to walk Balayla. So you have no brera, you have to be mekel. If there's an oinus, you have to be mekel. You can be toivah bayom. So that's what the Gemara says. Ask him, Rabbi ben Arash. He lived in the city of Arash. In the mitzvah, biyomed d'tmanya, mishum aryevosa. They had lions who used to attack when it was dark at night. Rav Acha Bayak lived in the city of Papunya. So he permitted the women to be toivah in the morning of the 8th day, mishum ganve. Abuda in the city of Pompidusa allowed them, mishum tzina, was freezing. Rabbi lived in the city of Machuzi, allowed them to be toivah for whatever reason. So the simple reading of the Gemara has to be an oinus that the whole community has, not a private oinus. I had a doctor's appointment that night and I couldn't go to mikveh. I want to go the next day. Or I had my brother got married that night, so I couldn't go to mikveh. I have a personal oinus. Why? So the simple reading of the Gemara, and a lot of Achrenim say like that, it has to be an oinus that's shoved to the whole community, that everybody shared in the oinus. And the later post can point out, you look in the Rambam is beferish, even if it's her personal oinus. We would still be mekel that she can go to mikveh in the daytime. Okay, maybe we will stop here. Tomorrow, Bli Neder, we'll learn at a quarter to 11, your time, and we'll learn Parshas Truma. Okay.